Heavenly Father, I pray that you set this time aside as a holy gathering for your children to gather around you. And I pray that you speak through your servant, your message to your children, and so that open our eyes that we can see the beauty of our Lord, and open our ear that we can hear your precious and gracious word to each and every one of us. And I pray that you also help us to remember what we have heard and move us to follow your decrees and be careful to keep your law, and so that we can live into the promised land you gave to our forefather, and so that you'll be our God and we will be your people. And I pray that you help not only the speaker but also the hearer, and help us not just be the hearer of your word, and help us to be the doer of your word too, so that in your light we see your glorious light. And I pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So I appreciate so much that Daniel, he memorized from Ezekiel 36, 22-28. Wow, that's really, really good, okay? And I believe sooner or later, the Lord going to speak to you, okay? Very, very good. So, Andy, did you memorize any Bible verses? Yes or no? No. Okay. Today, we start with new Bible verses that we have to memorize. 1 John chapter 2, verse 24 to 27. Four Bible verses. It is very important Bible verses that we have to memorize. Before I teach these four Bible verses, I have to ask, Holly, I have a question to ask you. Did you do the assignment? Did you memorize any of the Bible verses? No, you didn't? Okay. So you have to start doing it now, because you otherwise you have a hard time to catch up. Okay? The reason why I explain the Bible verses first before I ask you to memorize, so they help you to memorize it. Like the last time in Ezekiel 36, 22-23, tell us the background, why God doing what He's doing. Not for the sake of Israel, but for the sake of His holy name. Okay? And He showed Himself holiness among all nations. Okay? And then from 24 to 27, and God showed Himself holy through that. And when they become holy, in verse 28, they can live in the promised land that God gave it to their forefather. Okay? And then they will be God's people, and God will be their God. Right? Okay? And in here, starting one from verse 24, the Lord will take them out of all nations, and the Lord will gather them from all country, and then bring them all back into their own land, in verse 24. When they take them out of the all nation and bring them back into their own land, because they are dirty, need to be cleansing. So that's why the Lord sprinkle clean water on them. Outwardly, they become clean, and then the Lord cleanse them from all their impurity, cleanse them from all their idols. Okay? That's outwardly. And then the Lord do the inward operation. That's what verse 25 is, the outward cleansing. Verse 26 and 27 is the inward cleansing. How did the Lord cleanse them inwardly? Take the heart of stone out of them and give them a heart of flesh. That's a new heart. Having the new heart is not good enough. You have to have a new spirit. That's the Spirit of God. God say, my spirit that I will put in you, and then I will move you to follow my decree, and then be careful to keep my law. And when you've done that, then, verse 28, you can live into the holy land. Because outwardly you are cleansed now, inwardly you are cleansed, and you are fit to live in the holy land. You understand? Then it's good. Now you can memorize, eh? With all this concept, right? outward cleansing, inward cleansing, then you are totally cleansed, outwardly, inwardly, then you are fit to live in the Holy Land. Does it make sense? Good point. Oh man. So later on, you got to help me to teach the children, okay? Right? Yes or no? Oh, wow. Okay. So is there any question? So Daniel, could you do me a favor? Today, you gather the email of each and every one of them. I want you to click into the BibleGateway.com, www.BibleGateway.com, and click to the, there's a click on the right side, on the left hand side, various Bible version, and you click into the NIV, New International Version. I want you to gather all the Bible verses that we need to memorize and put it into the email with the Bible verse first. Let's say Ezekiel 36, 22 to 28. But for those people who cannot memorize so much, then at least you have to memorize 26 to 27 of 36 Ezekiel, okay? And then, but you type them all out. You don't have to type it. You cut and paste, okay? Cut and paste that. First of all, you do it like that. Cut and paste Ezekiel 36, chapter 36, 22 to 28, okay? And then you highlight the one has to be memorized, which is 36, 26 to 27. Okay? The rest of it, if they want to memorize it, good for them. They should memorize it, okay? Not just Ezekiel, starting from what? Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, right? Colossians, Ephesians, right? All that. And then gather all the email and send me a copy. Then I check it out to see whether you miss anything. So when you people gather all this information, read that. And try to memorize it. Okay? I'll tell you one thing. The more you memorize it, the easier for you to follow and the easier for you to understand. In the future, when you become a parenting, you know how to teach your children. Okay? Okay, now, let me start with 1 John chapter 2, 24 to 27. Moses, could you read it? Read loudly. Chapter 2, 1 John chapter 2, verse 24 to 27.
See that what you have heard from the beginning remains in you. If it does, you also will remain the Son and in the Father. And this is what he promised us, even in eternal life. I am writing these things to you about those who are trying to lead you astray. As for you, the anointing you received from him remains in you, and you do not need anyone to teach you. But as his anointing teaches you about all things, and as that anointing is real, not counterfeit, just as it has taught you, remain in him.
Now let me ask you a question. Some people ask me questions like that. They say, when the Apostle John write the 1 John, how do I know that letter that he wrote becomes the Bible? Some people ask that. Okay? If you memorize the Bible verses that I told you, that three major prophets. What's the first major prophet? Isaiah. The second major prophet? Jeremiah. The third major prophet? Ezekiel. If you memorize that three major prophets, the Bible verses I want you to memorize, Isaiah 59 verse 20 to 21, Jeremiah 31, 33 to 34, Ezekiel 36, 26 to 27. If you just memorize these Bible verses, there's six Bible verses, you will know when you read 1 John chapter 2, verse 24 to 27, you know it is God's Word. Do you see any similarity between chapter 22, chapter 2, verse 24 to 28 in 1 John. Daniel, could you read it loudly? Based upon what you have memorized in these three major prophets, can you tell me what are their similarities? Could you read it loudly first? Chapter 2, verse 24 to 27.
See that what you have heard from the beginning remains in you. If it does, you will also remain in the Son and in the Father. And this is what He promised us, even eternal life. I am writing these things to you about those who are trying to lead you astray. As for you,
no, stop here. Okay, now, from chapter 2, verse 24 to 27, is there any similarity? Tell me what's the similarity. You do not need anyone to teach you. Why? In where? In where the Bible says you don't need anyone to teach you? Jeremiah 31, verse 33, right? No longer will a man teach his neighbor or a man his brother, saying, know the Lord. For they all know, because they all know the Lord, from the least of them to the greatest, declare the Lord. Isn't it? Under what condition? We don't need people to teach you. In here and in Jeremiah. Do you remember? What did Jeremiah say? Under what condition? No longer will man teach his neighbor. When the Lord make a covenant with the house of Israel, this is the covenant I make with the house of Israel from that time on, declared the Lord. I will put my law, what? In your mind, right? And I will write it on your heart, isn't it? When you memorize God's word, do you need anyone to teach you? You don't need anyone to teach you. The reason why you need people to teach you, because you hear something, you forgot it. You need someone to remind you again and again. But if you memorize it, you don't need anyone to teach you. That's what Jeremiah said, and that's exactly what John, not John the Baptist, Apostle John, right? Isn't it? So what's the condition? 1 John chapter 2, verse 24, see that, make sure, see that what you have heard from the beginning, see that what you have heard from the beginning, in other words, see that the word of God that you have heard from the beginning remain in you. What does it mean by remain in you? What are the similarities between the Apostle John teaching and Apostle Paul teaching in Colossians chapter 3 verse 16? What Paul say? Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom. Right? Right? So, we have to make sure we Christians follow the teaching of Apostle John, saying that, see that, make sure be careful to do that. See that what you have heard from the beginning remain in you. Make sure you don't forget what you have heard. Time and time again, we forget what we have heard. Why? We don't memorize it. Why? Because Satan take it away. Do you remember the first parable in Matthew chapter 13? There are four kinds of heart. One, the farmer sowed the seed, and then the bird snatched it away. We forget them all. When you hear the sermon, you don't memorize it, and then next week, you lost them all. Isn't it? So make sure what you have heard from the beginning remain in you. Can anyone tell me what are the benefits? There's a lot of benefit in here. Can anyone tell me what are the benefits? If I have the Word of God richly dwell in my heart, what I have heard from the beginning remain in me, so what are the benefits? Daniel? You have eternal life? Okay, I don't want to talk about eternal life now. Eternal life is in verse 25. In verse 24, what are the benefits? In verse 24. You have to speak louder. Who will remain in you? The Word of God. Wow. Okay. The Bible says, see that what you have heard from the beginning remain in you. In other words, the Word of God remain in you. When the Word of God remain in you, what kind of benefit do I have in verse 22, in verse 24? Moses?
That you remain in the sun.
You remain in the sun. What else? You remain in the Father. Okay, I want to ask those who hear my sermon last Sunday in the afternoon in a yellow bird. What's the main thing that I talk about in Ephesians? Chapter 1, verse 10? In Jesus Christ, right? Right? Under His headship, right? Isn't it? Chapter 1, verse 10? Make sure that we are all under the headship of Jesus Christ. One with Jesus Christ. Okay? And how can we be one with Jesus Christ if we do not memorize His Bible verses? Right? Tell me how. So that's why Apostle John saying that. See that what you have heard from the beginning remains in you. Abide in you. Make sure that Satan do not take it out of your heart. Why? Because God make a new covenant with each and every one of you. I put my law in your heart. I write them in your heart. Right? The words that I put in your mouth will not depart from your mouth. Right? Make sure that it will not depart from your mouth. Make sure that Satan do not snatch it out of your heart. What happened? If Satan snatched it out of my heart, what happened? What other benefit do we have? Chapter 2, verse 24. See that what you have heard from the beginning remain in you. If it does, if what you have heard from the beginning remain in you, abide in you, then you also will be in the what? In the Son, and also in the Father. If you are in the Son, you seek God to be your refuge. Satan cannot attack you. I give you one more benefit. Chapter 2, verse 14. Tell me what's the benefit if I have the Word of God in my heart. If the Word of God lives in me. What are the benefits? Who give me the answer? G- Could you speak louder?
You overcome the evil one.
Do you remember that Jesus Christ was tempted by Satan in the wilderness for 40 days? How did Jesus Christ overcome the evil one? With the word of God. As it is written. Because what God has written in the Bible, Jesus Christ hid that in his heart. What he has heard from the beginning remained in the heart of Jesus. And that's how Jesus overcome the evil one. Do you want to overcome the evil one? Then you better make sure that you have the word of God. Remain in you, abide in you. Do not allow Satan to snatch it out of your heart. Just like the bird eat the seed that is sown on the hard ground. Make sure that your heart is a soft heart. It's a heart of flesh, not a heart of stone. You got that? Before you memorize it, what I said, you won't understand. Right after you memorize it, what I said, all of a sudden, you understand fully the difference between a heart of stone and a heart of flesh. A heart of stone, if you sow seed on the heart of stone, you won't stick to it. The bird can come and snatch it away. If it's a heart of flesh, the seed sow in the heart of flesh, in the new heart, with the Holy Spirit in it, you're going to hide the word, you don't let Satan snatch it. And you remember, you be the overcomer. You overcome the evil one. Does that make sense? What else are the benefits? In verse 25. Eternal life? What did the Bible say? Read it all. In other words, if you have the word of God richly dwell within your heart, you know you have eternal life. You know you are saved. If you do not have the word of God within your heart, you cannot overcome Satan. You fall into temptation all the time. When people ask you, are you saved? Are you children of God? You say, I'm not sure. When you have the word of God within your heart, you become the overcomer. You overcome Satan. You know you belong to God. You know God is your God. You are His people. You know that God take you out of this world and bring you into the promised land. You know you belong to God. You know that He promised you eternal life. Because you have the word of God dwell within your heart. So that's why John say, see that what you have heard from the beginning remain in you. If it does, if what you have heard from the beginning remain in you, you also will remain in the Son and also in the Father. You are in a very secure place. Because Jesus Christ and His Father, Heavenly Father, will be your refuge. You understand? You hide yourself inside. You are in a safe place. And you know you have eternal life. This is what Jesus Christ has promised each and every one of us. Does that make sense? Now, verse 26. What are the reasons why Apostle John write these Bible verses to us? I'm writing these things to you about those who are trying to lead you astray. Yesterday I received an email from Holly. Holly asked me a lot of questions. All these questions that she asked, she was led astray. by the website called Pastoral Phenomenon. Right? A lot of people, they try to lead us astray. What kind of Christian will be led astray? Apostle John saying, I'm writing these things to you about those who are trying to lead you astray. If there's no one lead you astray, we don't need to memorize Bible verses. Because so many servants of Satan, they try to lead you astray. They try to deceive you. When you get into their website, they will sow you seed with half truth, and they deceive you. Do they talk about God's word? Oh, for sure they talk about God's word. But they twisted God's word and give you the half truth, and you led astray. Okay? So John saying that, I am writing these things to you about those servants of Satan, about those people who are trying to lead you astray. How can I stand firm in my belief? By hearing the gospel, is it good enough? Hearing is not good enough. Because after a while, you forgot what you have heard. That's why John saying that in verse 24, see that what you have heard from the beginning remain in you. I want to tell you what God has done and what we have to do. Can anyone tell me what God has done? And what can we do regarding God's word within our heart? And what did God say? In Jeremiah 31, 33, this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel from that time on, declared the Lord. I will put what? I will put my law in your mind, and I will write them on your heart. This is what God do. God promised you, He will do it. But what are we going to do? Is 1 John chapter 2 verse 24. See that what you have heard from the beginning remain in you. That you have to do something too. Remember what the Bible says. Do you remember what God says? God loves you, right? But is it only the Bible says God loves you? Did God require us to love one another? Don't forget that. No question about that. God loves us. We love one another because He loves us first. He put His word, He put His spirit within our heart. We have to do something too. We have to be diligent in reading God's word and memorize it. You understand? When you start memorizing it, and God can help you to put it within your heart. God can only help those who can help themselves. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Do you see what God has done? God put His Spirit, God put His Word within your heart. Do we have to put God's Word within our heart? Let the Word of Christ dwell within your heart. Is that what you have to do? That's what Paul say, right? Colossians 3:16, and then 1 John chapter 2 verse 24. This is what Paul saying in Colossians 3:16, what John say in 1 John chapter 2, verse 24? See, take a look at it. Behold, watch out, be careful. See that what you have heard from the beginning remains in you. Don't forget it. Okay? Now I want to stop here to remind you. I don't care how many times you follow after me to come this Bible study, unless you repent and turn around and memorize it. After a week or two, you forget them all. That's why John say, see that what you have heard from the beginning remain in you. Remain in you, that means you have to make the best effort. Do your very best to memorize it. Daniel, could you tell them how you memorize it? Do you have to repeat it time and time again? Okay? What happens when you fill your mind with the Word of God? Are you happy or you are sad? Happy! Look at that! Okay? If Daniel can... How are you, Daniel? How old are you? 10? Andy? How old are you? 18? So your brain is bigger than his, right? Is your brain bigger than Daniel or smaller? Huh? Probably bigger, right? So you got to reformat your brain then. You know what I mean by reformat? Take out all the garbage first. Reformat it, okay? Make sure it's clean, okay? And then start memorizing it, okay? Assuming you don't have the Word of God within your heart, you tell me, when you face persecution and suffering, when you are in sickness, when you are in trouble, do you have peace? I guarantee you, you have no peace. Where does it say? John chapter 16, 33. Can someone read that to me? John 16, 33. Donald, could you read it? Could you read that again? In me, you will have peace. How can I be in Jesus Christ? According to 1 John chapter 2, verse 24. In me, you will have peace. How can I be sure that I'm in Jesus Christ in the Son? Make sure that, see that what you have heard from the beginning remains in you. If it does, if what you have heard from the beginning remains in you, you also will remain in the Son and in the Father. And Jesus said, in me you will have peace. If you are not in the Son, if you are not in the Father, how can you have peace? Right? Right? I don't care how many Bible study group that you attend. Until you start memorizing Bible verses, you won't grow. Could you keep on reading it? 16:33, start from the beginning again.
I told you this, that
in me
you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I've overcome the world.
If I'm in this world, I have trouble. Then what can I do? Why would John? Who write the book of Gospel of John? John. Who write the book of 1 John? John. And what did he say? He say, if what you have heard from the beginning remain in you, then you also remain in the Son and remain in the Father. Right? When you are in Him, you will have peace. In this world, you will have trouble. Right? So he asks you to memorize Bible verses. Is it for your own good? Is it the hard thing to do? So I think it's the right thing to do. Right? Okay? What else are the benefits if I have the Word of God remain in me? First, according to chapter 2, verse 14, I be an overcomer. I have overcome the evil one because I have the Word of God lives in me, remain in me, abide in me, right? What are the second benefit? I will be living within the Lord. I will remain in the Lord. I will remain in the Son. I will remain in the Father. What are the benefits if I remain in the Father and remain in the Son? Gospel of John, chapter 10, verse 29, verse 28 to 29. Can someone tell me? If you hide yourself in the Father, if you hide yourself in the Son, what are the benefits? Lena, could you read it loudly? Gospel of John, chapter 28 to 29. Chapter 10, verse 28 to 29. How can you relate these two Bible verses with the one that I asked you to memorize? Chapter 2, verse 24. Daniel the senior, could you tell me the answer? Chapter 10, verse 28 to 29. How does these two Bible verses related to chapter 2 of 1 John, verse 24?
We remain in the Father, that He will not let anyone snatch us out of His
hand. What happened if I don't memorize Bible verses? Am I in the Father or am I in the Son? If I'm not in the Father, if I'm not in the Son, you are on your own, man. You are in this world. First of all, you don't have peace. And secondly, when you're under persecution, when you're in sickness, when you're in trouble, you're out in the cold. So am I telling you the right thing to do? Is it for your own good? You're hurting yourself if you don't memorize Bible verses. 1 John chapter 2, verse 24. Those who do not memorize Bible verses, Hannah, what happened?
Not God.
If I'm not in the Father, if I'm not in Son, I will be snatched up. I will be in trouble. Do I have eternal life? Maybe, may not. You know, hard to tell. But if I have the Word of God remain in me, for sure you are in the Son. For sure you are in the Father. I know I'm safe. I know I'm in good hands. Because I'm in the hand of God, the Father. I'm in the hand of God, the Son. Because I hide myself in them. I know I'm safe. Does it make sense? All of a sudden, all these Bible verses come clear now, right?
More and more clear.
More and more clear, yeah? Okay. What else are the benefits? In verse 25, if I have God's word high within my heart, if what I have heard from the beginning remain in me, if I let the word of God richly dwell within my heart, I know I'm remain, I will remain in the Son. I know I will remain in the Father. I know I'm in good hand. I know I have peace. Right? In Him you will have peace. In this world you will have trouble. I know I have peace. I know I have eternal life. What else do I have? In verse 25. What else do I have? 25, I have eternal life. What about 26? We will not be deceived. We won't be led astray. We know what we believe. We don't follow what they say. Holly, look at me. Do you know why I asked you to memorize Bible verses now? If you do not memorize it, and you ask the question, like the church that you attend, you ask your pastor, they cannot answer your question, then you go to internet to search for it. Same as a parent, if your children ask you a question, you cannot answer your children, your children has curiosity, they got to find the answer. They either find out the answer from their friend, if they're good friend, they get good answer, if they're bad friend, bad answer. If they answer from the servant of God, then you get the right answer. If the answer comes from the Satan, servant of Satan, then you get the wrong answer. Right? But then, how do we know the answer I receive is the right answer or wrong answer? You have to have the Word of God within your heart. That's your job. You have to do it. You remember what I say? God done His job. He put His law in your mind. He write His law on your heart. He done it already. And you have to do your part to memorize it. Did God done His part through Pastor John and tell you what you have to do? Now you have to do your part and memorize it. Once you memorize it, you know what it means by law? In the Hebrew word law means Torah. Torah means a measuring rod. And you say, oh, this is 12 inches. And Daniel say, no, this is 6 inches. Christopher say, no, this is 5.5 inches. Everyone have different answer. How do I know the right answer? I get the measuring rod, take it out, and measure it. With the Word of God, I judge your answer, I judge your answer, I judge your answer with the Word of God. Then I know who is telling me the truth. If you do not have the Word of God within your heart, everyone is their own opinion. You don't know whether it's true answer or wrong answer. Does it make sense, Donald? If you do not memorize Bible verses, you not only destroy your own life, when the Satan comes to deceive you, you'll be led astray. When you go astray, will you lose your salvation? You will lose your salvation. But if you have Word of God within your heart, and you know that you are in the Son, you know that you are in the Father, you are in good hand. Because my Father is Almighty. Mighty is His name, right? I know that Jesus Christ is Almighty also. No one can snatch me out of the Father's hand. No one can snatch me out of the Jesus Christ's hand. And I know I'm safe. Right? And you don't memorize Bible verses, you tell me you are safe. You're in this world, you're in deep trouble, man. This Pastor John memorize Bible verses? Then you better do it then. It's tough. I'm older than you. A lot older, right? 3 times your age. Really? God. Oh, man. Really? When I'm your age, I look at the people, 50 years old, how come they, I say to myself, how come they don't die, you know? They're so old. You better start memorizing now, okay? Verse 26. If I do not have the Word of God within my heart, I will be deceived. I will be led astray. And Apostle John is afraid that we were led astray. Apostle John is afraid that now we are saved, we are born again, we are God's child, we are his believer, and then we wandering away and get led astray. He's afraid of that. Don't you know that as you're growing older, what will you say to your children? When you cross the road, you turn left, you turn your head left, okay, and see to see if there's any car, and turn right, check first before you walk across the road, right? Check to see whether, what's the light color of the traffic light. You don't just keep going, you'll be knocked down by a car, don't you know? Right? Isn't it your mother telling you that? Your father telling you that? Isn't it? That's exactly what John telling us. In 1 John chapter 2 verse 26. The reason why he write this, all these things to us, is about those who are trying to lead us astray. You understand? So, Holly, make sure you do not go to the Pastoral Phenomenon website anymore. You got that? And that fellow, you know, he say, oh, you don't need to be baptized. And that fellow, he said, oh, tithing. Tithing is an Old Testament teaching written in Malachi. New Testament doesn't have this kind of teaching. A lot of people, they don't study the Bible. Is it Matthew chapter 23? Is it New Testament? Matthew chapter 23 verse 23 is the New Testament teaching. Jesus said, the more important thing is love righteousness, do justice, faithful. These are more important things. Make sure that you do it. But do not neglect tithing. This is New Testament teaching, not just the Old Testament teaching. I can judge, I can measure this pastor teaching with the Word of God. Then I know he's a liar. You understand? If you are the one who do not want to give money to the church, oh, I love this kind of teaching. Oh, this is Old Testament teaching. Oh, this internet tell me that I don't need to do it. Thank God. From this day on, I don't have to do it. You understand what I'm trying to say? You need to have the Word of God remain in you. By doing so, you are in the Son and you are in the Father. By doing so, you know that you have eternal life. By doing so, you know that you won't be deceived. You won't be led astray. Does it make sense? It's amazing, you know, because Holly has never studied the Bible that much. So he read that, you know, that's why I raised all kind of questions. But go to his church. You know, his pastor cannot answer her question. So that's why she got the final answer. It's so dangerous, isn't it? Holly, from this day on, you get any question, you come to me. Is it deal? Okay? I want to encourage the parents too. We learn together by memorizing the Bible verses. You not only be able to help your children, you also be able to help those who come to you. You understand? Keep going. Verse 27. Can anyone tell me what are the similarities between verse 24? Chapter 2 verse 24? Chapter 2 verse 27? What are the similarities between these two Bible verses with Isaiah 59, 20 to 21? Jeremiah 31, 33 to 34? Ezekiel 36, 26, and 27. What are the similarity? Chapter 2, verse 24, 1 John, talk about the Word of Christ. Make sure the Word of Christ remain in you. That's exactly what Paul say in Colossians 3:16. Let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly. Without the Word of Christ dwell in you richly, you cannot teach. Without the Word of Christ dwell in you richly, you cannot sing. Because you don't know what to sing. You don't know who you sing it to. If you have the Word of Christ dwell in you richly, as you sing, then you know you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual song. When you sing with gratitude to the Lord in your heart. When you have the Word of Christ dwell in you richly as a Sunday school teacher, then you can teach and admonish one another with all wisdom. You teach with wisdom and with all wisdom. Verse 24, chapter 2 of 1 John, talk about the Word of Christ lives in you, within your heart. Make sure the Word of Christ remain in you. Verse 27, make sure the anointing of Him that you receive from Jesus Christ, the anointing which is the Holy Spirit. Make sure the anointing that you receive from Jesus Christ, make sure the Holy Spirit that you receive from Jesus Christ remain in you. When you have the Holy Spirit remain in you, in chapter 2, verse 27, Moses, what are the benefits do I have?
That you remain in you, and that you don't need anyone to teach you.
You don't need anyone to teach you? What do you mean by you don't need anyone to teach you? Danny, what does he mean by that? When you have the anointing that you receive from Jesus Christ remain in you, then you do not need anyone to teach you. But you have the Holy Spirit to teach you. What does he mean by that? How did God teaching you? Okay, I would like you to use the illustration that I just used. One of the pastor that who write the article in the Pastoral Phenomenon, he said that as a New Testament Christian, we don't need to be baptized. As a New Testament Christian, we don't need to tie to the church. If you have the Word of God dwell within your heart, then how are you going to answer someone who raised that question? As a New Testament Christian, do I need to be baptized? Why? I don't understand. Say it again.
Later, if you don't be baptized, you'll be baptized in fire and the Holy Spirit.
I would like you to turn to go back to the Bible. Where you get this teaching from? This is not from me. Is it from Simon Ho? wait. Oh man, listen to me carefully, okay? John saying that, I say John, not Apostle John, John the Baptist. John the Baptist say, I baptize you with water. But the one who come later, who is Jesus Christ, will baptize you with fire and spirit. Okay? Does it mean that if you refuse to be baptized with water, then you'll be baptized with fire and water? No. That's not what it really means. What John the Baptist is saying is, I'm not as good, as powerful as Jesus Christ. John is from what? From the earth. So he baptized you with earthly water. Jesus Christ is from heaven. That's why he baptized you with the Holy Spirit. Does it make sense? Now tell me. Let's say I'm your friend. I come to a church. Just happened I come to an apostolic Bible church. I hear that Pastor John say that I have to be baptized with water and I have to be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Is it Daniel? Is it true? Yes? But where did the Bible say they have to be baptized with water and baptized with the Holy Spirit? Isn't there a lot of people they don't baptize? They claim themselves Christian. Then what would you say?
John 3:5, right?
Okay, tell me what's 3:5?
No one can enter the kingdom of God without being baptized by water and the
Spirit. See? You need to memorize Bible verses. John chapter 3 verse 3. Jesus said, truly I say to you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless he's born again. Then Nicodemus in verse 4 said, how can I be born again? I'm old already. My mother is not around. How can I enter my mother womb the second time? Verse 5. Jesus said, I say to you truly, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless he's born of water and born of the Spirit. So that's why you need to be baptized. That's what God say. And how dare that pastor from the pastoral phenomenon saying that this is wrong? If you don't study the scripture, if you don't memorize it, just happen to those rebellious child who refuse to be baptized, oh, I like this article. You see, that fellow say to me, he got a beautiful website. He deceived people. He deceived those who like to be deceived. Right? If you do not have the word of God dwell within your heart, you destroy your own life. When you get married, you have children, you destroy your children. Because your children, one of these, they're going to ask you a question, Daddy, why do I need to do it? You say, wow, I don't know, Pastor John said that. Must be true. But he's not around, he's long gone already. You go to his graveyard, take him out, and ask him to come up and tell you the answer.
That's okay with you.
If it's okay with me, okay. Of course it's not okay with me. Leave me alone, okay? Okay? Do me a favor, leave me alone, okay? Do we need the word of God dwell within your heart? If you have the word of God dwell within your heart, when someone asks you a question, the Holy Spirit that dwells within your heart, that remains in you, will tell you. You remember you have heard in John chapter 3 verse 3, John chapter 3 verse 5, all of a sudden you got the answer. That's why you don't need anyone to teach you. Because you memorize Bible verses. Do I make myself clear? Someone say, oh, you don't need to give money to the church. Because this is Old Testament teaching. But then if you memorize Matthew chapter 23 verse 23. Daniel, could you read that to me? Loudly. First of all, is Matthew is the Old Testament or New Testament? It's New Testament. Matthew chapter 23, verse 23.
Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees. Is that right?
23.
Alright. Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites. You give a tenth of your spices, mint, dill, and cumin, but you have neglected the more important matters of the law, justice, mercy, and faithfulness. You should have practiced the latter without neglecting the former.
What are the latter?
The latter is justice, mercy, and faithfulness.
What are the former?
Tithing.
Do not neglect the former. You should practice the latter. In other words, Jesus Christ is not abolishing the law of tithing. And how dare that fellow saying that? Because that fellow, whatever he wrote in the internet, can deceive a lot of people who refuse to give money to church. I like that, you know. At least when someone agree with my thinking, I like it, you know. I like it so much, you know. You understand what I'm trying to say? You need to have the Word of God dwell within your heart richly. Does it make sense? So what Paul teaching, and what John teaching, what Ezekiel teaching, what Jeremiah teaching, what Isaiah teaching, they all taught about the same thing. Under the same Holy Spirit guiding. Does it make sense? Okay. Could you read that verse 27 again? As for you, verse 27, chapter 2, 1 John, Moses.
As for you, the anointing you receive from him remains in you, and you do not need anyone to teach you. But as his anointing teaches you about all things, and just as that anointing is real, not counterfeit, just as it has taught you, remain in him.
Listen to me, okay? If someone say to you, who taught you that? You say that you need to be baptized. Who taught you that? You say, Bible taught me. The Holy Spirit taught me. The Word of Christ taught me. That is recorded in the Bible. He say, oh, the Holy Spirit is counterfeit. I don't believe in that. And what do you say? Chapter 2, verse 27. The anointing is real. It's not a counterfeit. It's real stuff. It's remain in my heart. I know it's real. You understand? If they say no, it's not real, then what do you say? I choose to believe in the Word of God, then I choose to believe in you. You understand? Do you hear me? So you people have question? Gabriel?
Yeah.
Hannah, you get question? So what, are you talking then? Gabriel, could you read that chapter 2, verse 27 again? First John?
As for you, the anointing you receive from him remains in you, and you do not need anyone to teach you. But as his anointing teaches you about all things, and as that anointing is shown on top of it, just as it has taught you.
What's the last part again?
Just as
it has taught you, just as the anointing has taught you, now the Apostle John taught us. What did he taught us? Remain in him. In conclusion, can anyone tell me how can I be remain in the Son and remain in the Father? How? Daniel?
To remember Bible verses.
Okay, if we do not remember Bible verses, are we remain in the Lord? Do you want to remain in the Lord? Do you want to memorize it now? Okay. What's the benefit do I have if I remain in the Lord? Gabriel? Gabriel?
You'll become evil and get eternal life.
Where does it say that you can overcome the evil one?
Verse John 22:14.
Okay.
22:14.
2:14. Okay. And I have eternal life? Where does it say? 2:25. What else? What kind of benefit do I have, Hannah? Other than these two? Well, my question is, if you remain in the Son, if you remain in the Father, what kind of benefit do you have? That doesn't count because you get an answer from Moses. Moses, tell me where does it say that you have peace? No, 16:33. Hannah, give me the answer. If you are in the Son, if you remain in the Father, what kind of benefit do you have? You get peace. What else?
You won't be snatched away.
Where does it say you won't be snatched away?
Matthew?
Did I say Matthew? Yeah, I did say Matthew chapter 13. Okay. You see? 5 minutes ago, I give you the answer. 5 minutes later, you snatch away already. Do we need to memorize it now? Where does it say? Gospel of John, chapter 10, verse 28 to 29. I want you to read that again. Gospel of John, chapter 10, verse 28 to 29. Could you read that out loud? Chapter 10, verse 28 to 29.
I give them eternal life and they shall never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and the Father are one.
So in other words, if we are in the Son, if we are in the Father, you are very secure. You know for sure that you have eternal life. Under what condition? Under the condition that see that what you have heard from the beginning remain in you. See that the word of Christ richly dwell within your heart. Make sure that you have the word of God written on your heart. Right? Can anyone tell me all the answer? If I memorize Bible verses, what are all the benefits that I mentioned about? Daniel, can you do it? Well, tell me. Give it a best shot. Satan cannot deceive you. The word of God won't be snatched. No one can harm you. No one need to teach you. So if no one need to teach you, so who is teaching you? The Holy Spirit teaching me and the Word of God teaching me. Right? What else? You have eternal life. What else? You have peace. Right? Well, Moses gave a best shot. Tell me the whole thing again. Oh, man. See?
Remain in him so that he brings us eternal life, and that we won't be snatched away, and that we don't have to be taught and be led astray, and that we can have peace.
Not bad, eh? Gabriel, do you need to memorize Bible verses now?
Yeah.
Are you planning to get married? I encourage those people who do not memorize Bible verses, don't get married, okay? Because you ruin your own life, it's good enough already, bad enough already. You ruin all your descendants, okay? That's no good, okay? Okay? Miriam, could you give a best shot again? Tell me what are the benefits of memorizing Bible verses? Okay, the big brain. Okay, the big brainer. Okay, Andy, tell me the answer.
Overcome evil will not be snatched away. We will reside in the Son and the Father, and we will have peace, eternal life. Will not be led astray. No one would teach us.
No one would teach us. Oh man, then you better not to memorize Bible verses if no one will teach you. You don't need anyone to teach you, right?
Yes.
Is that what you're trying to say? Oh man, you're trying to scare me. Okay, thank God. Okay. Good soul. Shall we pray? Our Heavenly Father, I give you thanks for all these children that they gather around and we learn your word. We want to obey what the Apostle John has said in verse 27. Remain in you. This is exactly the same teaching from the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit always teaches us to remain in Jesus Christ. Because He is our refuge, our stronghold, our fortress, our salvation, our righteousness, our holiness, our wisdom. Lord, help us, and our peace too. I pray that, O Lord, you help us to write your word within our heart and help us to memorize it. Help us to love your word. We want to remain in you, abide in you, reside in you, and live in you, so that we can be the overcomer.
Amen.
I pray all this in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.